Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I shut every demonic door that has been opened to hinder my prayer. I bind the cares of the world and the pride of life. Leviathan is bound from my neck, and Behemoth has no place in my loins. Pride and deceptions are my enemies, and not my friends. I break every dark covenant that has been set against the call of God on my life. I am liberated from every unholy thing that will creep into the corridors of my spiritual life. I renounce all soul ties that would distract my mind from my prayer assignment. I bind all financial, emotional, physical, associational and professional distractions against my private time with God and my prayer assignment on the wall. I renounce any witchcraft or forms of manipulation that would infiltrate my spiritual life. The spirit of infirmity is bound. The spirit of slumber is bound. The spirit of slothfulness is bound. The spirit of hopelessness is bound. Greed and selfishness are bound forever off me. I am quickened by the Spirit of the Most High God to fast, watch, pray, worship, study the Word, and do warfare in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhochem.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry, Incorporated, at www.reverseofrevival.com. You can also visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. House of Christ Ministry now supports Food for the Poor. We need your financial support to raise funds to assist their efforts. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us once again at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lions Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Write on the check's memo line SC as in Sam, 80192, to ensure proper tracking. Once again, write on the check's memo line SC 80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you, and I pray that you'll find it in your hearts to contribute to this worthy cause. Commission, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer requests or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501C3. Dr. Oswald J. Smith once said, "Any church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has forfeited its biblical right to exist." God bless you for those words.
O Lord my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Lord, there's none like unto thee. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I can serve throughout.
we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. How to get our families and friends saved. Joshua chapter 24, verse 13 says, And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods, little gods, which are your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It is most Christians' heart's cry to see their family and loved ones saved. We often pray and ask God to save them because we know they are living one step away from eternal damnation. We must ask ourselves, why am I in this family or why am I in this circle of friends? Is it just a coincidence or is this God's design? I can say without question or doubt that God specifically placed us right where we are. You are in your circle of friends and family, job, neighborhood, race, and city, to be salt to the people. Salt helps preserve and save. Your life is wrapped in Jesus Christ, and your life is in Him, should lead you to bring your family and friends to salvation. There are at least two things that must be established and clearly understood by your family and friends when you are trying to get them saved. One, you must explain to them why they need to be saved. Two, what they must do to get saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Many people expect their family and friends to get saved just because they are saved. Your family and friends don't share the same excitement that you do about Jesus Christ because their minds are darkened by the devil. They love you and want to understand your decision for Jesus Christ. But most Christians do not know how to present the gospel to their family and friends in a way that it is understandable. This causes family and friends alike to think that you just joined another group in an emotional moment. Many family members don't know how to get saved because of their inability to verbalize it. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Your friends and families cannot call on Jesus Christ to be saved if you have not shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with them in a way that they can understand.
Thank you.
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is soul. And our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson for tonight, Who is Jesus Christ? The church has been commissioned to tell the world who Jesus Christ is, to lift him up, that all men might be drawn unto him. Praise be to God, O Lord. As we continue on this spiritual journey and in a series of lessons, What Christians Believe, tonight's segment will be Who is Jesus Christ? Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit to you tonight to spread your word. Father, I pray that you will bless me. Anoint me, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your words will be dispensed to your people in a way suitable to you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that it will touch someone and they will come to realization who Jesus Christ, your Son, really is. Lord, I bless you and I thank you for this opportunity and this privilege to be your messenger and your servant and a prisoner of your gospel. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. In the world where the lines of truth seem to be distorted, it is of utmost importance for us to know the essential truths of life. In the minds of many, the most controversial person in history was and is Jesus Christ. People have chosen to believe many things about the person of Jesus Christ. But what is the truth about who Jesus Christ is? Let us look at the question that Jesus asked in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 17. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. As it was 2,000 years ago, so it is today, with men saying that Jesus Christ was a prophet, a teacher, or a good man. Because people are rebellious, blinded by the devil, and prideful, they choose not to see Jesus Christ as who he is. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world, the Good Shepherd, the Righteous Judge, and the only way to heaven, according to what he said in John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ fulfills every need that man has, or will ever have. But if men reject him, they will perish in hell's fire. Let us look briefly at how each of the gospel writers depict Jesus Christ. Matthew, written to the Jew, saw Jesus Christ as the prophesied king. Mark, written to the Roman, portrayed Jesus Christ as the obedient servant. Luke, written to the Greek, portrayed Jesus Christ as the perfect man. John, written to the world, portrays Jesus Christ as the mighty God. Beloved, Jesus Christ is God. He is eternal. Many people are afraid to say that, and many Christians are not sure, so they can't say it with confidence. Let us take a look at who the prophesied Messiah was going to be in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, which says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be up on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." It is important for us to understand that God is our Savior in the person of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 45, verses 21 and 22 says, "Tell us and bring them near ye. Let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient times? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me. A just God, a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." This portion of Scripture sheds great light on who the Savior was going to be. Because there could be no other Savior beside God Himself. Other scriptures that support this are Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 34, Romans chapter 9, verse 5, and 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Some of the cults say that the Word was God. But they are wrong, because God said that besides him, there was none other. God does not share his glory. We must understand that God is a jealous God, and he does not share his glory according to Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8, which reads, "I am the Lord, that is my name and my glory, will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." If we look throughout Scripture, we would see Jesus Christ trying to show them he was God. Mark chapter 10, verse 17 to 18. Rich young ruler, and Mark chapter 12, verses 35 to 37. How could the scribe say that Christ is the son of David? Only God should be worshipped. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Jesus Christ knew that only God should be worshipped, but yet he accepted worship from men. The reason he could was because he is God. So many scriptures support Jesus Christ accepting worship. Matthew chapter 14, verse 33 says, Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Thomas said in John chapter 20, verse 28, My Lord and my God. Even demons had to worship Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 5, verse 6 speaks of the demon in the possessed man. It reads, But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Other supportive scriptures which I encourage you to read is Matthew chapter 28, verse 9, Matthew chapter 15, verse 25, John chapter 9, verse 38, Luke chapter 24, verse 52, Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Beloved, where is Jesus Christ from? Jesus Christ pre-existed the incarnation of his earthly life. John chapter 8, verses 51 through 58. Please read it. It gives us a clue to the fact that he is eternal. In verse 58, he says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was I am. He used I am because it denotes eternal. I am says, I was before, past. I am now present, and I will always be future. Jesus Christ is the ever-existing one. John chapter 17, verse 5, John chapter 3, verse 31, John chapter 1, verse 2, John chapter 6, verses 51, 61, and 62 supports this. From the beginning, in Genesis, the very first verse in the Bible contains God's great name, Elohim. Elohim refers to God's creation, power, and might. Elohim is a plural name. It is used plurally in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, and Genesis chapter 11, verse 7. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, we have here God speaking in pluralism. He is referring to the Son and the Holy Ghost, who is speaking in Isaiah chapter 48, verses 15 through 17. It is Jesus Christ, the Son. It reads, I have spoken, yea, I have called him, I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit hath sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. God the Father, Jesus Christ the Word, and the Holy Spirit are one. Once again, beloved, God the Father, Jesus Christ the Word, and the Holy Spirit are one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, and John chapter 14, verses 9 and 10. If people get married and are one flesh, why can't there be a trinity? Matthew chapter 19, verse 6, and Mark chapter 10, verse 8. There are not two or three gods, but one God in three distinct persons. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 says, And Jesus answered, The first of all the commandments is here. O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The kenosis of Jesus Christ. Kenosis is the divine emptying. Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 to 8 says, of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. It is important to note that only God qualifies to be the Christ, Messiah, or Redeemer, as Isaiah chapter 45, verses 21 through 22 states, and Isaiah chapter 60, verse 16, which says, thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Devils know who Jesus Christ is. Let us take a look at Luke chapter 4, verse 41, which says, and the devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art the Christ, Son of God, and he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Also Mark chapter 1 verse 24. We must understand the two advents or coming of Jesus Christ. He came as a suffering servant in his first advent, Isaiah 53. He will be coming as a conquering lion, a conquering king, and a conquering lion in his second advent, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Some people thought that he was a failure, but they didn't understand that he came to die during the first advent, and he will come to reign during the second. We must look for our Savior now as the soon returning Savior. Acts chapter 1 verse 11 says, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in the manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Also, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 17, gives the account of the coming of the Savior to redeem his people. You can know of Jesus Christ and not know Jesus Christ because you don't believe or act on his word. The religious teachers of Jesus Christ's earthly time studied intensely about the Savior. They knew just about everything about him. But when he came, they didn't know him. How could that be? Many of the cults, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, say that Jesus Christ is a God, when Scripture clearly states there is only one God. Isaiah chapter 45, verses 5 and 6 says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. He is not many gods, but one. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Chapter 8, verse 60. Many people won't believe who Jesus Christ is, even if it's proven to them, because their religion tells them differently. But they will one day stand before Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, and those religious leaders who have lied to them about who Jesus Christ is will not be with them to help them. All those who have been saying that Jesus Christ was just a good man will one day call him Lord. Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Beloved, what do you say Jesus Christ is, or who do you say Jesus Christ is? Is he your Lord because you have trusted in him? By giving him your life? Or is he just someone you recognize to be the Son of God and not your Lord and Savior? Because you don't have a relationship with him? If you have not given your heart to Jesus Christ, then he's not your Lord and Savior. Although he yet died for you, you stand outside of his protective covering because you have not truly accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. When you have him in your heart, your life will change. Beloved, I must ask you, who is Jesus Christ? As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was, who is Jesus Christ? I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information in tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful, and is well able to profoundly influence your life. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, all of his promises are of available to you if you receive him by faith. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful ways, resulting in separation from God. Tonight, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans.
Reach out.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. This is an appeal to reach out and touch Jesus. As he's passing your way right this very moment,
you will find he's not too busy.
I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right now. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth is passing. loves Jesus right now.
The Lord, as he passes by,
you'll find him not too busy.
You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry.
He's passing by this moment.
He's passing by this moment.
All of your needs. Everybody of his soul, right now in the name of Jesus,
touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch Jesus.
As he passes by, you will find he's not too busy
to hear your heart's cry.
To hear your heart's cry.
He's listening, he's listening.
He's passing by this moment.
Oh, this very moment.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Jesus is passing your way.
As he passes by,
there is room at the cross for you, my brother.
There is room.
Hallelujah.
At the cross for you.
There is room at the cross for you, my sister.
Beloved, I encourage you tonight to make that decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Tonight is the night. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor under heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, He said, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ in your life, please join me in prayer. I would like you to stay still wherever you are, whatever you are doing. I need you to focus on Jesus Christ right now. I need you to focus on your lives. And ask yourself the question, am I being right with God? Am I doing what I should be doing? Ask yourself those questions. Reflect on Jesus Christ. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin. And I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I may be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call on the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. And I bless you for this experience. Thank you for saving me. I love you, Lord. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for his blood. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for the remission of sins. Lord, I thank you. I bless you, Jesus. In the name of If you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Of the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and good night. Thank you.